Kaif on page Reish Samaches. Page Reish Samaches, Simon Memches, Halacha Dalet. Imitchilo Hoyibidaita Lechel Rak Ma'at. Uberach Bori B'nei Mizunas. My plan was to eat just one slice of pizza. And I made a Bori B'nei Mizunas. V'yachakach Nimlach Lechel Shir Kivi Yasuda. And then after one piece of pizza, I said, you know what? I'm still hungry. I want to eat another piece of pizza. So let's make it very simple. I want another two pieces of pizza. Let's first set down the rules, okay? Let's make believe for now, I don't know if this is correct, that the shear, you need three pieces of pizza to make a hamoitzi with the tilas yadayim and birchas hamosim. Okay, let's make that assumption. So if you're planning to eat a lunch of pizza, and you're going to eat three slices, you must wash netilas yodayim and recite hamoitzi lechem min haaretz and recite birchas hamazon. If you're only planning to eat two pieces of pizza, then you can make a bori minei mizonos and an al hamechia. Let's assume that to be true at the moment. Not everyone agrees with that. Some will tell you that even two pieces of pizza you need to wash and recite hamoitzi. But let's work with that. So here the person, in this instance, he sat down and his plan was, I'm on a diet, and the Yetzer is not going to get to me, I will not eat more than one slice of pizza. That's my plan. You eat one slice of pizza, and you say to yourself, you know, diet, shmayet. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Who ever heard of a diet? The Shema Yisera. Tomorrow. So now I want to eat more. And you know what? I'm going to eat only one. I'm going to eat two more pieces. Two more pieces. So now that means, sach hakol, how much will I eat? Three. So what do I do? Do I have to now wash and recite? Because when it's all over, it's going to be three. So I'm in the middle. I should stop what I'm doing, wash the tilas yadayim, recite the new bracha, motzi lechem min haaretz, and proceed and recite birchas hamazon. The answer is no. Since you're only going to eat two more slices, and two slices by itself, if you would have only eaten two slices, you would not, in our example, be required to recite hamoitzi. You would not be required to wash tilas yadayim, and you would not be required to recite birchas hamazon. You don't have to stop. You can continue eating the next two slices without a hamoitzi and without tilas yadayim. But when you're finished, sach hakol, how many slices have you eaten? Three. So then you have to bench. That's the rule. But, I'm telling you the whole thing outside, but if you're planning, you know what, I'm really hungry, even though I plan to eat only one slice, I'm going to eat three slices. I might as well finish it off. Zval tashchis. I might as well finish off the pie. I'm going to eat three. So since now you're planning on eating three more slices, you have to stop, wash, recite hamoitzi, and of course recite birchas hamos. You'll ask me, but if I'm going out to wash and recite a hamoitzi, do I have to make an al hamichya on the one slice that I ate until now? No, that you don't have to. This is a complicated halacha. So go through all the details. Let's see inside. Inside. Dalit. Imitchilo hoyibidaita lechel rak ma'at. Uberach borei minei mizonos. V'akakach nimlach. You change your mind lechel to eat shir kiviya suda. So what's the rule? So we have a lot of different details. Im bezeshu roitze lechel od. If the food that you plan to eat now, ein boy shir kiviya suda, it's only two, and you'll only have kiviya suda ela b'tseruf, in combination, mash ochal kodem, with the one slice you ate before. I'm going to eat now two more slices. Together with what I've eaten in the past will be a total of three. Oichel kach, you can continue to eat. Umavore, continue. Oichel kach, proceed. Do not stop, do not wash, do not make any new brachos, continue. But when you finish, since in total you have eaten three slices, mevorich achar kach birchas hamazon. Aval, im bezeshu roitze lechol yesh, lechol od, yesh bo shir kevi yasuda. I've eaten one slice. I want to eat now three more slices. So three more slices by itself is kevi yasuda. Tzorech litol yodav, stop, wash, ulavorich birchas hamotzi, al mashu roitze lechol, and of course you're going to make birchas hamotzi because you've eaten four slices. Aval birchas al hamichya ain't sarich levarich al mash achal. Why? Lefi sheyitzdareif al im mash yoichal, it will combine with what you will eat. The yiftar bebirchas hamazon, and the birchas hamazon will exempt you from that first borei minei mizon. So those are the basic rules.
That's the same thing like kiddush, where people have kiddush and eat a piece of cake.
Right, exactly. You don't make an al hamich exactly. Right.
What happens if you have in your mind, I'm going to eat three.
Okay.
So you wash.
Correct.
Okay. And after the first one, you say, you know.
Enough. Very good question. You would still recite Birchas Hamazon because Pasa Babi Kisnin is something which technically you can recite the Birchas Hamazon. So very good question. You do make as long as you ate a kezayis and you recite Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. And it's called, and it is Pasa Babi Kisnin, obviously. So yes, you do have to recite the Birchas Hamazon. Yes, that's a very, very good point. That happens. Hey, Isa Shanilosha Bimayim Uvulilosa Rachki. Now these going into, now he's discussing all different types of cakes and bagels and pretzels. There are soft pretzels and hard pretzels. When was the last time you had a soft pretzel? You have soft pretzels?
Yeah.
Oh, you have it? Okay. I'm thinking about the olden days, in the baseball games, right? In the olden days, I used to go. And they still have. You get it? Yeah, okay. I'm sure you can get it in Glamart. Okay. Okay. Soft pretzels. The difference between the
Empire Staple, they have Ashkocha.
Okay, this is something very much. I remember my mother used to buy from the soft pretzel. Used to go on Grand Street. Used to go shopping. Used to always get me a hot pretzel. It was a treat. The soft. I used to love with mustard. Delicious. Okay, so this is. So it says pretzels. We're not referring to the hard pretzel. Referring to the soft pretzels. Soft pretzels borders on bread. The hard pretzels is possible because then that's mizon. Let's see. One thing at a time. Dough that has been kneaded with water, and it's a very light. It's a very a light mixture.
It pours,
right? Like a cake batter. It's like a cake. It's not like the bread batter. It pours. Like a pancake type of a batter. So imafobitana. Here's the key. The key word for this entire all these halachas is baking. Baking means you put it in an oven and there's no liquid. It's in a chamber where there's no liquid, and it bakes and it changes status due to heat. That's very different than a food changing status because it is submerged in liquid. That's cooking or frying. And another problem, if you take toast, if you take something, and whether it's in a chamber or not, and the way the batter changes because you press it against a hot piece of metal. That's not called baking. That's not baking, and that will not give the food the status of pas. In order for a food to have the status of pas, it needs halachic baking. Halachic baking means no liquid. The food, the dough is changed due to heat in an enclosed environment. That is the definition of baking. And that is... Pancake is not. That's called frying. That's called frying. That's not.
They make it now. They have these pancakes.
No, he's going to discuss it. You put one on top of the other, right? Right. He's going to discuss exactly that case, even though he preceded it by at least 60-70 years. If you went and you cook it in an oven, on a pan, you he says you're afoho in a chamber. Tanu is a chamber, or afilu b'ilfas on a pan beloy mashke. So it appears that a pan, it's going to get burnt. So I'm not exactly. He says he put some smear with some grease, but it's due to the heat. Even though it's not enclosed, you don't have a ceiling and walls yet.
A griddle.
That's also called baking. He says the afilu moshach es ilfas b'shul. Right away he says, what? You're going to put something in a pan? And you're gonna heat it up. Nothing's gonna happen. It's gonna get burnt because that's not what baking is. No. So there's a technique. You put a small amount of oil, and the oil somehow prevents it from getting burnt. But basically, it's being heated. It's being changed from heat. The heat is rising from the surface of the griddle, and that changes its status. Sorry for you. So zeh lo chashiv mashke v'dinoy k'mo lechem gomur. Okay, that's lechem gomor. And what's the rule? Now, what is the critical yisod? It's not pasam babikisnin. Pasam babikisnin, you can play games. Lechem, there's no games. Lechem, you must recite hamotzi lechem min aretz, and you must recite birchas hamotz, no matter what. V'afilu eichel minu rak kizayis, tzarech netilas yadayim v'hamotzi birchas hamotz. All three go together. V'im, period. But however, let's say you fry it. Let's say you fry it in liquid. In other words, the entire dough, frying means basically the entire dough is submerged in liquid. Frying, it's a very small amount of liquid. It just barely covers it. Okay, tigna b'mashka, lav lechem hu, it's not lechem. Afilu oichel mimenu k'dei sviya, even if you eat k'dei sviya, even if you're satisfied, it's not lechem. And it's also, now this is the key point that he's saying, it's not called pas habobikisnin. So l'may nafkamina, you can eat, if something is not pas habobikisnin, you can eat 10 kizesim. You can eat 10 kizesim or 10 beitzim and you're not mechuyif to recite Birchas HaMazon. The only time you recite Birchas HaMazon is when you eat either bread or you koveya su'uda on pas habobikisnin. Pas habobikisnin is limited to the three examples that we learned in Simon Beis. Either it's a dough batter, which has filled with a filling, but it's an actual dough, or it is like a cake. It's basically bread, but instead of using water, you're using fruit juices and sugar and other things. It's basically a cake, or it's like a flatbread or a pretzel. But if it's not from those three categories, and this is an example where it's not, this is something that's been fried. If you take some type of dough, you take a dough and you fry it in oil, and the way the dough has been transformed is through the liquid, the oil that's frying. That is does not meet the qualifications of pas habobikisnin. The bracha you will make is mizonos, and even if you decide to be koveya sud, I'm going to eat 10 slices of this object, you do not recite hamotzi lechem min haaretz because it's not pas habobikisnin. And now he gives another thing. Okay, we're kicking all the time. So we're kicking wafers. Shein dakin meot. How do you bake them? You don't bake them due to heat. They're baked by being pressed against a piece of metal. Shoifin b'dfus bein shnei barzelim, two pieces of barzel. I guess like those pancake type of things, something along those lines. That's how the dough is transformed from its original state to its new state. Ein lohem din lechem v'afil lechem k'dei sviya mivorech rak borei minei mizonos ul'achrav al hamichya ul'pa'on oisim isa racham. Sometimes they make dough that's very very soft, which flows. T'hayinu shmeisim kemach u'mayim b'k'dei, they put it in a pot u'ma ma'arvin oisim b'kaf, and they pour this and they mix it with a spoon, and they pour this batter on leaves of vegetables, and it bakes upon the leaves in the oven. So it's like a bread. It's just that it's being baked on top of a leaf, which I guess the leaf gives it flavor. That's called pasa babikisnin. Why? Why is that called the pasa babikisnin? Why is that called lechem itself? I guess it's not called lechem itself, giving a new category. It appears he's giving here a new example of pasa babikisnin. It's not lechem because it's together with leaves. I guess it fits the category of the first. It fits.
The leaves don't do anything.
The leaves give some flavor. It seems
it's not an ikur,
but it's like it appears that this is the category of the filling. The kissin, when you have bread and in the bread there are pockets, and you fill up with a filling. When you have your very thin batter of bread with leaves underneath it, L'chor, it fits in that first category of possible because it's not mamish lechem. It doesn't have the tzur of lechem. It's not alone. And it's being baked with something else. So then it has the status of... It has the status of pasah babikisnin, which is all the rules. You make a mezonos nalamichi. If you kaveh asuda, you recite hamotzi lechem min aretz. Okay, buff.
The bread have to be some sort of thickness to breading.
What's the shear of the thickness?
No,
it does seem there is no thickness. The only condition it seems to say is that it should be alone, just dough and water, no matter how thin it is. If it's transformed into a finished product through heat, it automatically is considered pas. And then the bracha is even if it's very, very thin.
What about if you have breaded chicken cutlets?
No, breaded chicken cutlets is that's mezonos. Okay, he's needing to discuss it because that you've crushed. You've taken bread. You've made it less than a kazayis. That's the next simon. Right, that's going to be the next simon. But here, in order for something to be called pas, it must be just flour and water, and it's been transformed through heat. If you don't fulfill that condition, then you're either going to be pasa babikistin, which has the complex set of rules we learned last week and some of it today. And if it doesn't fit into the category of pasa babikistin, and it's a product of mizonos, of wheat, then it's mizonos, but it's nishtahi nishtaher. It's not bread. It's not pasa babikistin. You'll make a mizonos, and it's impossible ever to be required to recite a hamotzi lechem in arts. And the example that he gives for this is something that's made through frying, or something that is made by taking metal and pressing the metal against the dough to transform it, which is something similar to pancakes. Pancakes, there are different ways to make pancakes. Many pancakes, they make like scrambled eggs, which is, it's not really frying. It's more like the first example that he gives, where you just put a little bit of liquid in the pan, you put a small amount of liquid in the pan, and you pour the batter, and the pancake seems to bake from the heat of the pan. So L'chaira, he's saying that according to that, that would be called pas. But it has to be with flour and water. Pancake batter is not flour and water. What do they put in there? They put in there who knows what.
Eggs.
So that turns into pasta babikistin.
When you make blintzes, there's the batter. So that's flour in the water.
Regular flour and water. So, but that's mixed together. That would be pasta babikistin because that is toffel to the cheese or the whatever is inside the inside. That's probably a classic example of pasta babikistin. At the moment when the dough is being transformed into its final state, if it's being baked and prepared together with something else, with a filling, that's the first example of pasa babikistin.
Banana bread is
the second example of pasa babikistin. Because you're saying that instead of using water, they're using an extract of a banana. So that's called pasa babikistin, category number two. Category number three is when you let the dough bake, the very thin batter, and you let it turn hard, like a pretzel or a flatbread. And the flatbreads and the pretzels are not pressed with machines.
So they have soft bagels today.
It's coming that right now. So soft bagels, that's more common because there it's not just baking, it's also cooking. That's the question. Let's see now. Okay, let's go further. Yeah.
Egg with challah.
Egg with challah. Challah is hamotzi.
Right, but I'm just saying, you were saying
if you bake it together,
egg is also allowed to be included.
Okay, so this is a very big machlokes apayiskim. If it has the tsur of pas, so some say that in Echnami it's called a pas babikistin. Egg challah. No, egg challah, they add egg in addition to the water. Egg challah has, the majority is water.
Right.
They add a small amount of egg to give it flavor.
Oh,
that's all they add. But you're talking about mizonos rolls. So mizonos rolls, they use no water. They only use fruit juice, apple juice. They only use fruit juice. So that's a very big question. L'chaira, if you want to follow a strict letter of the law of Shulchan Aruch, that is called pasa babikistin. If you're not being kaveh asuda, you're only eating as a snack. You're only eating half a bagel, not for your lunch, even a whole bagel. You're not eating four beitzim, four eggs worth of bread. You don't have to wash. However, not everyone agrees. Rabelski is probably the biggest dissenter of that opinion. He holds that it has a tsur of pas, even if it's been baked with fruit juices, it automatically has a shem pas, and you must, under every condition, recite hamotzi lechem in aretz. If I'm not mistaken, he does not. A lot of kashrut organizations, they have a new milo where they tell you on the package where they can the bracha. So he does not allow the OU on the airline dinners that they give heksher to write on the package, birchasoy mezonos. Because he holds it's not a mezonos. He holds that it's...
He didn't hold it's mezonos
also, so Rabelski is very much in line with Rabbi Yisha. He follows Rabbi Yisha very strictly. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Vav, halacha vav. Isa, shenispashlav, yachkach nefa. Okay, going bagels and pretzels. These are the soft pretzels that they sell on the stands. and the bagels. So bagels, how do you make bagels? Everyone, so you go into the bagel store. You first boil it, but yeah.
There are two processes. There are bagels that are boiled and then baked, and there are also commercial bagels that are not boiled and just baked.
Okay, the ones that are just baked, let me talk about the bread. There's nothing to talk about. Even the bagels that are boiled, the boiling doesn't finish them off.
No, they're baked afterwards.
They're baked afterwards. It's not like if you would boil it for a prolonged period of time and you would take it out of the water and you would let it dry and you would have a finished product.
No,
and then you would also bake it?
They bake it.
No, no. That in a chanami, that would not be bread. That would be, what would that be? I don't even know if that would that be called pasabah bekistin. What would that be? I don't know. Probably not. It's, I don't think it fits in any of the three categories of pasabah bekistin. That would be a mezonos, and you could you make an al hamichya. But the bagels today they sell in the bagel in all these bagel stores is they just put it in the boiling water to get the process going, for flavoring and to change the tsura of the
right texture,
and then it's completed. 90% of the finishing off of the process is done in an oven. So that clearly has the status of pas. We don't take into consideration the boiling. The boiling is an insignificant part of the process. It does not finish off the bagel. Iso shenilosh nispashla. It's been cooked. Cooking means soaking in boiling water. The achach nefah on bagels and pretzen lechem gomor hu. The davka kishen nefah heitev. It has to be cooked well after you finish. Meaning that the baking is done well. The baking is what finishes it off. Let's look and see over here on the shemus of malach on the bottom base bagels and pretzen. The zel loshen aprima gadim umiu yira de boy sheyei ofu betanu shein chutim nimshach nimeno. It has to be baked in the oven to the degree where chutin are not, the dough is finished. The dough is completely finished. If the dough is only partial, it's like a soft finishing off of the dough. Where if you touch the dough, you can pull the dough and chutin, what appears to be strings, extend from playing with the dough. That's not called baked. The lav hachi rak mevashtem b'machvas. If you only cook it in a machlas in a pan, the achach mashin betanim at kidei krima to make the crust hard, cold a little bit, ein ze lechem. So what do you have? You take the bagel, you soak it in water, and then you put it in the oven for a few minutes, and it forms a crust. What do you have? You have a crust, and inside the crust you have this raw dough, so to speak. People like to eat raw dough. It seems like it was some delicacy. It was a dough that was partially cooked in boiling water. It was finished off with a small amount of baking in the oven. But the dough is like putty. And when you pull the soft stuff inside, you can manipulate it. You can pull. There will be some chut that will extend. That is not called bread. That is called something else. And the bracha you make is mezonos, and you don't even make it hamotzi because it does not appear to fit into any of the three categories of pas haba b'kisnin. So he says, that's why some people, they make a bar mitzvah mezonos. And it seems that in his day, I don't think this the way they do today, they wouldn't get away with this, because probably it's not healthy, right? I imagine it's not healthy to eat dough that's not fully baked. But before they were so sophisticated, they did this. And they make mezonos. That if it's been kneaded in water, and in the baking becomes dry, there's another heter. The other heter is that if you knead something with water, but when you bake it, it becomes so hard until it crumbles. I guess that's really the flatbreads. He seems that he's referring to a different type of bagel, a bagel that's very hard. Don't they make the bialys are a little bit like that?
Yeah. Right?
There are certain types of bagels which. There's a very broad category of bagels, so it's not.
He's not talking about our bagels.
Right, that's not anything else.
In Israel, they sell these. They're hard.
They're harder. Right, so those things in Achanami, some of those things really border on flatbreads. Where do you draw the line between a flatbread and
like
a
toast.
What?
Like Melba toast.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Bagel chips.
So bagel chips, that's not something, because a lot of those bagel chips are first made into bread. It's not a one shot, and then it's a later process. Once something, we'll see that's coming up later on. Once something is bread, once you got a finished product and it's bread, and now you put it into a toaster, and you make it into toast, you can't, that's it, it's over. It's bread is bread, you're not making a mozi. You can't. It has to be in its initial state. If this is the way the product looks in its first shot, when you transform it from dough into it in the final state, and it turns very hard, that is category 3 of pasa b'kisin. So he says there were some bagels which became very brittle. You don't need a lot of this. You chew them. Flatbreads, that's what they put on in the weddings. They put on the table, in the middle of the table, they put flatbreads to chew on, to nibble on, while you're waiting until they bring you the main course. So that is pasa b'kisin category 3. And that you make, in Chalam you make a barbecue name, you don't make hamosi. But if you have what he's describing, you pretty much are our bagels, where you take the dough and you dip it in boiling hot water to create some type of shape and some type of flavor, some type of form, and then you put it in the oven, you bake it for a significant period of time where the inside turns into real bread, that is called regular lechem, which you make hamotzi lechem min aretz. The only thing you want to suggest is that if you're not using flat water, using neperos, neperos makes it into a category, number two, a cake. So then you want to say that it's going to be called pasa b'kisin category number 2, and it'll be called a mizonos roll. And some reject that because if it has the tzura of pas ad kedekach, it looks just like bread, you have to still make a hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
In French toast, you would have to lechachila make a motzi right away.
French toast is what?
It started out as
bread. Absolutely, that's the next halacha. Right, that's the next halacha. Right, absolutely. French toast, absolutely, that's the next halacha. Let's see.
They used to force in Tiferes Yerushalayim like that. They used to just put bread on the table. Whenever they serve things that you were going to have the shiloh with, they just used to tell everybody, put a piece of bread on the table. They made everybody wash and make a motzi.
Right.
And just so you don't have to suffer about anything, you know.
He discusses French toast. Halacha zayin. Lechem gomer. If you start off with lechem gomer, it's finished. The process is finished. In the factory, the process is finished. Now bread. And now you want to manipulate it. You want to turn it into toast. You want to bake it. You want to soak it. You want to do all these funny things to it. So there are different rules. The basic rule is if you remain with the kazayis in one piece, if you have in front of you a kazayis of the original bread, it's called bread. There's no way out of making a hamotzi. Shabishlo, if you now begin to cook it, o togno, if you cook it, obviously it's going to get very soft. It's going to turn into like a latke. Take a piece of bread and you cook it. O togno, you fry it. That's like French toast, right? French toast. Bechema and butter. Here gives a little butter chedoyme. Afilu heavy menu tar lechem. It doesn't look bread. What is this? I don't know. It doesn't look like bread to me.
Well,
it
does. Looks like bread.
Fine, but let's say even you change the tzura ad kidei kach, it doesn't look like bread. Kigayin, for example, shetocho bebeitzim, you smear it with eggs or other things. So here is the rule. The rule is, if it remains in one, and here we get to also your question of matzah meal, why that's going to be different. Breaded southern fried chicken, we'll come in a moment. But if you, at the end of the day, after you finish the process, you have in front of you a salad, which has in it, in one shot, a kazayis, an olive worth of bread that has not been grounded up into little pieces. Im yesh beprusa kazayis, kol din lechem olaf. There's nothing you can do. You can't take away the fact that it's called bread. In b'chol prusa kazayis, but let's say in the process of making French toast, your bread gets broken into teeny little pieces. Each piece by itself is less than the size of a kazayis. When you put that on the table, you serve your friend, you serve your guest the French toast. Each little piece of the French toast in the cooking process. It's not in the cutting. If you're going to take a knife and cut it up to make it small sizes for a child to eat, that doesn't count. It means that part of the cooking process and cause it to dissolve to the degree where now you have clumps, and each clump itself is less than the size of a kezias. Even though that through the cooking it has become swollen. So the little teeny pieces on the plate, when you serve your guests, each little piece itself now is the size of, let's say, more than a kazayis. But that's only because it's swollen, because of the cooking. If you would have not, before it got swollen, in part of the process of preparation, each piece is less than a kazayis of the original bread, you don't have to wash. That is called a mizonos. The yesh b'chol prusa kazayis. Since each piece itself no longer has the size of a kezayis, the original source where this product comes from does not have a kezayis. It's not kober. You don't make on it hamotzi. It's none of the above. It's not pasa baba kisnin. Not category one, category two, to category three. This is real bread, which has been cooked or fried, and in the cooking or frying process, it has dissolved into small little pieces. Each piece itself is less than the size of the original kezayis. You don't need to make hamotzi. You make upon it mezonos and alamichi, even if you eat to your heart's desire, you eat an enormous amount. However, if each piece is larger than the size of the kezayis of the original bread, you are mechuyev to recite hamotzi, even though it doesn't look to you like it's bread. It has changed to such a degree where you can't recognize it anymore. Yeah.
I think this thing called a Caesar salad where they have small croutons.
So that, it all depends. There are different types of croutons. The regular croutons, they're not baked. There's nothing to talk about. I'm talking about the bread-like croutons. That's like toast.
Salad
croutons. They're like toast.
Like,
so those are, I don't know the details. Some of them can potentially be problematic. If they start off, when the product is finished, it's toast, and it's bread, it's a kezayis, and then it's later cut up into little pieces, you have to wash. Because that's not called being small pieces. Small pieces mean, when it says here that it's small pieces, it means it became small due to the processing. When they're making it small because they're for convenience, they're cutting it up, they're slicing and dicing, they have, basically they're getting toast. Well, what are those croutons, those salad croutons? They have toast, and they just cut up the toast into little teeny pieces. You have to wash. That's hamotzi, that's bread. That was a piece of bread that they put into a toaster, they made toast, and then they cut it into little pieces. That's called bread. That's a different story. If they would have taken the bread, and they would have grinded it up into a matzah meal, right? into a meal. Well, they don't do it with bread, they do it with matzah. Then they would put it into a toaster or something along the line, something like that, and then make new pieces. Then you would make a borim named mezonos, because since when it's now been transformed into its final state, it started off with pieces that are less than the size of a kezayis, then it would be a mezonos. Let's see, he explains some of this. Let's say you did not cook, you have bread, you did not cook it, but you poured upon it roitev rasech, you poured upon it hot liquid, have a suffic bracha mishum. Now he's going back to the beginning halacha. If you have dough, he's going back to the original halacha. If you have dough, vimla bishlo. What? I think he's dealing with elashira aleim roitev rasech, have a suffic bracha mishum the safkulan im iru chashav bishlo inyan ze oloi. The ein lechel zos ela besuch asuda. If you did not cook it, if you poured, iru, this machlokes place, if iru has the status of bishul, or iru pouring has the status of frying. So if you did not cook it, but you poured upon it hot liquid, have a suffic bracha, mishum de mesafkulon, iru yichosha bishul, and yinzeh eloi. I'm a little bit confused if we're referring to the dough itself. Let's go a little bit further, so it'll become clear. The ein lechel zos ela besuch asuda vim lo bishon ela sharon b'mashkin oy b'mar kedoymeh. The ein b'prusas kezayis. Each piece does not have the size of the kezayis. B'zeh toloi im yeshram toyo loy. If you soak it. Okay, you know, we'll leave this in Mirat Hashem for tomorrow. We'll stop here. Okay, we'll leave this for tomorrow. Take a little break.
Matzah crackers, I guess those were small pieces of matzah. Just made you make hamotzi on those, right? Because as long as they're big enough to...
Yes, absolutely. How are you? David Sanders, right? How are you? How's everything?
Fine. I live on Quentin Road, and my brother-in-law, Alan Black, told me about this year, so I'm trying to come.
Oh, that's right, Alan Black's brother-in-law, that's right.
How's your family?
Hey, Baruch Hashem. Thank you.
Pierogi. Cheese and potato filling. Okay. The first thing they do to it is it's boiled in water. But you can eat it, in contrast to a bagel, you can eat it after it's boiled in water. Also, some people will then fry it. So if I eat it when it comes out of the water, and it's edible, I eat it. If you're a chaza, you'll eat it. And you don't wait for the frying process. What bracha do you make?
Mazonos.
And then after it's fried?
Same thing.
Same thing. Even though the tzur is
There's no baking. If there's no baking, it's impossible to make. It's impossible to make a hamotzi
boiling, eat, and then frying.
Impossible.
Okay.
If there's no baking at any point in time, it's impossible to make a hamotzi.
Okay, good.
The question is, where you bake it, or you have bread, and now you want to ruin it. You want to ruin it. You want to go from the bread.
You got to be careful with bagels because I know the industry. There are certain places it's boiled in water and then baked. Then there are certain places that it's only baked. Some of the more commercial stuff, in other words, you'll get bagels in a package or Thomas's bagels. Those are, they don't play around with boiling. The boiling takes place in the pure bagel stores. But if you go into ShopRite and you see bagels in a packet, six bagels with an OU on it, that was not boiled. That's usually baked.
Just baked.
They lived in 1960.
Yeah, I know.
The license left in 56. Begging my uncle, Kim Shogor, Kim Shogor, and their independence. No, I'm 56 years old. I'm 56 years old.